1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Ukraine's President Zelensky telling ABC News in an exclusive interview that the delay in U.S. aid has had a direct impact on the war along Ukraine's northeastern border. And Zelensky pointing out that the money for military aid goes mostly back into the U.S. economy.
All this money, they goes to the factories in the United States, mostly. Some of them in Europe, but mostly in the United States, I think about 80%. And then these factories give jobs to Americans.
Russia's offensive near Kharkiv is forcing Ukrainian troops to retreat. The U.S. military has completed construction of a massive offshore pier to stage humanitarian aid for Gaza. It's expected to be operational soon. Here at home, President Biden and former President Trump have agreed to two debates. The first next month, there will be no live audience. Mr. Trump back in court today for his New York criminal trial as the cross-examination of his former fixer continues. This is ABC News. A new name could be called as country music honors its best tonight. ABC's Jason Nathanson has the story.
Jelly Roll, up for the big one at tonight's Academy of Country Music Awards. It's his first year being nominated, and he scored four, including a coveted Entertainer of the Year nod. Ahead of the show, he talked to us about what a win would mean to him.
It would mean a lot. You know, it's hard to deny. But it's also a category packed with people that deserve it. I think if you took my name out of it, you could play Spin the Bottle, and you wouldn't be wrong.
In the Entertainer of the Year category, he's up against Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Lainey Wilson, Kane Brown, Chris Stapleton, and Cody Johnson. The ACMs air tonight on Prime Video. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And still on the run, the guy they call the Fly. In France, police have been hunting for the last 2 days for 30-year-old Mohamed Amra after armed attackers opened fire on a van that was transporting him north of Paris. Two prison officers were killed, three are hurt. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. If you've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month, tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back and, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Kraus is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers going prime time again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL releasing the regular season schedules, and Green Bay will have five games in prime time. First, the season opener in Brazil against the Eagles, then four night games in a row against the Dolphins, Lions, Seahawks, and Saints. From Thanksgiving to the Monday before Christmas, baseball, the Brewers just kept hitting home runs yesterday on the way to a 10-2 win over the Pirates in Milwaukee. Contreras, Sanchez, Ortiz, and Sam Frelick, all with home runs. Felix then talked about watching rookie Jackson Churio hit one 441 feet out of the park.
Yeah, it was great. I think that's the closest I'll ever be to like hitting one myself, is, you know, seeing that and feeling like I was in the box. So it was cool to kind of see that view and see how far a ball went.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Churio is getting a great opportunity in Milwaukee.
If maybe he's with the Dodgers, you know, maybe he's not playing in the big leagues yet. You know what I mean? Maybe they wait a year or whatever, but he's lucky he's with this group.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 70. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clearing after midnight, 52. Tomorrow sunshine, 79. By Saturday, sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Bathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Big Wayne and Dave talking about bees and wasps and all kinds of stuff that we knew nothing about.
Man, they are experts.
They are.
We gotta get those guys back. So I think everybody has, you know, you all have dealt with bees.
But we always said, oh, I got a big bee's nest.
Right, and it's not. Hornets, yeah.
It's a whole different world in dealing with the two of them.
Right.
Yeah, interesting.
And it's pretty cool that little kit you can buy and they go into that.
But anyway, take the swarms away.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, another very special guest. Special guests, Kim and Gail Knorr and General Dan Ammerman in the house to talk about a great project, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin, that you guys have just been in the trenches for quite some time now. How's it going? Gail, you go first and pull it right up close.
Going really good, John. We are in the process of getting the zoning correct.
Right.
So we went through this city planning commission and it passed unanimously. And Now we go before the city council.
Is that tonight?
No,
the 21st.
Oh, 22. Okay.
That's when there's a lot of stuff on that agenda. So I don't know how long this is going to take, but maybe you want to move that up because this other stuff's going to take a while. But I just want to say, General, first of all, it's great to see you.
It's been a little while.
I used to see you all the time.
And good seeing you, Mayor.
And thanks for picking up with this project. Just to remind our listeners, this is the 21, is it still called Tiny Homes? Or?
We're calling it Cottage Court because sometimes Tiny Homes has a negative connotation.
I totally agree with
we
you.
We do. We've
talked about that. And I've dealt with those in different places. And sometimes it's more of, and Jim works for the homeless shelter here in town. And it gets that kind of a connotation that it's really people with drug problems and different things. And you know how urban legends can start. Right. And one person says one thing and social media. And so I totally agree with you on that, Gail.
That was a great marketing move.
I mean,
but the mission here is to have homes for veterans. I mean, that's what you're doing.
And they are really pleasing to the eye. That we've got them. Kim's got them organized and drawn out that they're going to be very nice looking and they're not going to be anything negative.
Right.
Yeah. And it's definitely a need also.
Dan, you know, I mean, tell people who don't know you your background a little bit and why you're still involved in a project like this.
Yeah. So I'm Major General Dan Ammerman, retired from the military after 39 years, and former commander of the 432nd Civil Affairs Battalion in town. And John, I remember you went out and visit us when we were in Iraq.
Yes.
Yeah. So appreciate that and appreciate the support throughout the years for the local reserves.
Oh, that's the highlight of my life. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even kidding. To be able to, I always tell people I was so lucky to be allowed to come and do that, to see the behind the scenes, behind the curtain. And it really opened up my eyes on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say this. Every single time, two things wherever I speak, anytime, any place, two things that need more recognition: female service, people have no idea the job females do in every zone, but especially in a war zone. And the second thing is how much our troops do for the local populations, for the civilians, and put their lives in danger trying to help civilians. I don't think either one of those two stories have been told enough. So every time I have a forum, I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's essentially what Civil Affairs Battalion, that's what mm-hmm. we did.
Yeah.
We went ahead and helped reestablish the local governance.
Yep.
Get critical infrastructure up and going again.
Schools.
And take care of the people, yep. schools, businesses,
yeah.
and try to return some normalcy to the population.
And another
thing
they don't realize, though, it's like in Iraq, when I went out with Christy and Amanda and all those people on that little mission outside of Baghdad, tiny little village on a really probably 115 degree day, yeah. Sunday. And I remember Amanda Johnson, who weighed, I think it was 92 pounds, she said, and was carrying 72 pounds of gear and is crazy hot. And we went to this little village, and all these little kids ran up to them and just jumped in their arms and hugged them. They wanted nothing to do with the guys, but yeah. for the female soldiers and with the women, what a serious, tremendous role they played.
Exactly. Great role models for the yep. for population to see what things can be like.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And with all the work you did there, we still have some work to do here. And
we certainly do.
All right. Now we're all home. Let's take it from there.
I just think that's great what you're doing.
We can't forget about them.
I was going to say to Johnny, I work at a homeless shelter. We have veterans staying there, and this is going to be a great opportunity. I don't know what the application is, how that all works. I mean, I'm sure you got a system for that. But I just think there's going to be people who are going to be very happy. And we've talked often that they like to be with their own.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. No question.
More comfortable.
They know they've got something in common.
Right.
No matter what jobs they had, no matter their social, economic, you know, whatever, they've got one thing in common. They had a DI that kicked their butts. They had a whatever.
Yeah.
Food was terrible someplace. Oh, this
exactly.
that. Weather, you can't believe how hot it was. Can't believe how cold it was. They all have that one thing in common, don't they, though?
So yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I talk with veterans in their 90s.
Yeah.
And veterans are always more comfortable talking with veterans about their experiences, but they'll be like reflect back when they're in their 90s and talking with each other about their military service, and they're all like 18, 19 years old again.
Yes.
And it's just like
that's
yesterday.
Awesome. Those memories come back so vivid
exactly.
for them.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
And you were talking about female veterans. This is one of the reasons why we're doing this, because when I was in the service, I was hospital corpsman in the Navy, and taking care of Vietnam vets was very touching to my heart, and they were severely injured and upset, and I just want to help veterans, and I don't ever want to stop.
And talk about your experience as a veteran.
So just...
How many years?
3 years.
3 years?
Working in the hospital.
Yeah.
Just taking care of veterans is something I don't ever want to stop doing.
And not only that, but we've talked a little bit about it. You know, you can talk about post-traumatic stress for being in battle. That can happen in a lot of different ways in the military, just from the experiences you have, the people you deal with, realizing how serious this is. And you've experienced that even, haven't you, Gail?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I've gone through that, and I've come out on the other side.
Absolutely.
There's something called post-traumatic growth that people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's PTG. You're stronger and more resilient than someone who hasn't been through that once you process those traumas.
Right.
And this guy wanted to say something. I saw him leaning in. Do you have something you wanted to say there, buddy?
No, just exactly. First of all, I want to thank Dan for just being here, jumping on our board. That support that we're getting from him is just phenomenal. I do have the utmost respect for him and what's happened there.
Always good to have a general on the board.
It doesn't hurt. And the females that we've ran into after we started this mission have been very supportive, and you can tell how important that whole thing is to the whole
So let's project. Talk about the project a little bit more. So you were on here, I don't know, a few months ago.
This is Jim's wheelhouse now. You let him take over.
It was a vision that you had, and the county donated the land to you, and it's out kind of where the clinic, that whole area out there, and what you call the far east, not really not the far east side, but the east side of Green Bay, right? It's off St. Anthony? Where is it?
Yeah, St. Anthony.
That's what I thought. And 21 homes is what you're going to start with, or is that the finished product?
We're going to do 7 each year.
Okay.
So 21 total for 3 years.
All right. And you presented this plan in the city planning commission, which is just, that's government. It just, everything goes through the planning commission, and it's going to be going through the council next Tuesday. And that was a unanimous vote. You did tweak some things. I mean, you kind of started, and they said, well, what about this, and that, you came back. So where is it at today?
So we did get through the planning commission, and now we have to be presented in front of the city council twice. The second time will be the vote on June 11th.
Every rezoning takes two readings. They're not picking on you. Every rezoning takes two readings. So that's why you're going to go through one, and then you're going to go through the one on the 11th. Have you, you hearing any concerns? I just think that, like Johnny was talking about in the general, people have a great deal of respect for veterans, and they do want to help. And, you know, we try to help at our place at the community shelter. And are you hearing good things? You still got some concerns out there?
I think there's always going to be some concerns, you know, and we're trying to address either the neighborhood concerns or the city's concerns as we go along, trying to address all of the legitimate concerns as far as the vetting process for the veterans and how we're going to be walking alongside the veterans. We're not just going to be housing them and then walking away.
Right.
That's going to be the biggest part of our program.
And I don't want to get ahead of this, but eventually we're going to raise money for this project. But I think people really want to see the approvals and site control. You know, that's just important.
That's the first step.
It is. And that's what you're working on now. And I think it's going to, the money will come, but you have to work through. And that's just government, right? I mean, it's land. It's, and you feel good about it, though. I mean, generally, you've been talking to some of your friends good.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a member of a lot of veterans organizations in the Green Bay area, American Legion, VFW, and all those organizations are really strong supporters of this. And know that there's really a need for, you know, for this in our community.
And everyone.
And again, you work at homeless shelter. You know that as much.
Yeah, you know that.
And we have some living there, and I think there. We've talked about this. And
but you always want them to be more self-sustaining.
Absolutely, and so
and
do
I
they,
think
John.
That's part of your mission, right?
And, okay, good. And so do they.
75 agencies that we're partnering with,
right?
And 30 of them are for wellness and jobs and just promoting.
It's
them.
Not a flop house, so to speak.
No, type of thing. No, at all. You have to work. Yes. You have to work.
And I think everybody lives somewhere, right? And everybody has, in the city of Green Bay, has an older person. There's 12 districts. They each have about 9,500 people living in them. There's a lot going on next Tuesday. I mean, this is very, very important, but everybody's project is the most important thing. You know, that whole 265-unit apartment, the relocation of the Packer Heritage. I think there's something with the on Broadway. So the older people, they're busy people. It's part-time work. So I would just... And I'm sure you would, if you live in the city, call your alder person and say, are you aware of this? Because some people, we had an alder person on here one time. I have a different show. And I was just surprised at how little they didn't know. But then again, in their defense, there's a lot going on. So maybe if you would just call your alder person, whether they live in that district or not, you know, that call them and say, hey, look, are you familiar with that? I heard a little bit about it. And then just, you know, hey, can I count on your support for this?
And just so you know that there is a big need. When I was at the county's veteran service office, I was taking 30 calls a day.
I know.
And at least 10 of them were for, I'm losing my house. Yep. I can't afford my rent.
Yeah, right.
We had to do something. Then Kim retired as a carpenter home builder. And I was like, let's do this.
When I was at the Veterans Village, it got to the point where when it was like super, super cold, had this one guy call me and he said, hey, do you have anything? I got kicked out of my thing because my VASH money or something didn't come through. And I got a bleep of a landlord. So I'm not sleeping here until... And I said, well, what are you doing tonight? He said, well, I'm going to sleep in my truck. He said, I'm a little low on gas. I'm going to try to. So I went to a Motel 8 or whatever it is in Appleton, and they wanted like $300 a night because it was the night before a Packer game.
Oh, wow.
It's Packer weekend. So I didn't know what to do. I didn't, and I ended up getting him blankets and taking him out for dinner and stuff like that and thinking to myself, I don't know what to do for this guy. Right. All the shelters were filled, and this was a veteran, an Army veteran who. So, I mean, these things are real life in our community.
They're real.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was over 81 counted in shelters and unsheltered last Pitt count in January, and over 600 that need affordable housing.
Absolutely.
That VASH has a lot of paperwork behind it, whereas this, I hope, is going to be streamlined and you can get the people qualified. And this is,
Can you guys stick around?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, a lot more. Around. General Dan Ammerman, Gail, and, of course, this guy who's going to be doing all the work. By the way, I got a question for you coming in here. About if you need help in the building process. So I'll bring that question.
It's from John Minow.
As soon as we come back. Oh, wow.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Down on the
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, WGBW, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. This is very interesting. We've got Kim and Gail Noor and General Dan Ammerman talking about Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin. What is it, Cottage Village?
Cottage Court.
Cottage Court, which I love. And you're just showing me the list of the people that have said, hey, I want to help, I want to help. And Jeff there just texts, hey, do you need help? Are these more prefab in the construction? You've done an amazing job in aligning up alliances, I guess you'd call it, in every spectrum of the community. How did you do that?
Honestly, this community is so supportive of veterans. I just had to, you know, talk about our story and they were like, well, how can we help? We want to help. You just had a call from somebody who said he wanted to help.
Yes, right there, just out of the blue. Yeah.
And the I think that's great, these organizations. And tell me, when, best case, how's this going to go? So it's going to go through the 11th would be the final approval, and then it's back. And it's all in your court,
quite
honestly.
When you dig a hole, as
right.
We all say.
Well, we're working with the engineers as far as getting all the site prep finalized, mm-hmm. as far as the infrastructure.
Yep.
So we have to kind of rely on that a little bit. And then also if we can conjointly start putting slabs down for the homes before all the infrastructure is done. So there's going to be a little bit of fine tuning now. The fact that we're, you know, everything is real and we get approval on everything. Some things.
But you
have
got sewer and water out there. I mean, that's nice that land is kind of ready for you.
It's not too far to run it in.
Right.
We just
got to
get it into the property.
Yeah.
So we got to go through all those channels, and it's just a matter of getting all the logistics down as far as when I can get each of the contractors in there to start on it.
They are ready.
They're ready.
Okay.
They're
and your
ready.
Plan is to build seven this year. May this year yet?
In a garage.
That garage, that was
that's
like one of the first things.
Jim, yeah, you mentioned that.
Because people
thought that was one of your best first ideas.
I did, because people get worried about, you know, outside storage. And
yeah.
You can't do outside storage in the city. And
right.
It's like, people, I don't have that much stuff. Yeah, you do. I mean, we got a Four Seasons here. And so that garage, I thought, was a great move on your part to alleviate some of the concerns that I think some people rightfully had, you know.
Yes.
So that's going to all be done this year. I mean, we have to talk about raising money. We're going to do that after the 11th. We're going to have you back here and talk about how they can do that. But that looks like the plan then, right? It could be this year. I guess that's what I'm asking for. Could people see construction this year?
That's what we're shooting for. Seven might be a little bit out of the realm, depending on when we can break ground, but that's our goal.
So a community center and the garage is going to be the first two buildings.
Well, you got the general here. That could probably happen.
Yeah. And I want to be involved with the community center, raising funds for the community center.
Yes.
Put my little museum
the
in
mayor.
There.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Mino and the Mayor Museum. Yeah.
With the Mino Museum. He knows his veterans. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you know, talk about fundraising. We've got a very, very proud United States Army veteran standing right there who is also the lead singer of the hottest band in the state of Wisconsin, if not the Midwest, the Glam Band.
Oh, yes.
That's
great.
Him. That
Love
is
that.
Dennis. Right there.
Without his wig and
he
glasses.
He is so proud of his and his stepfather's service to our country.
Yeah.
And he's getting choked up. I can tell it right now.
Because
this is very near and dear. His brother was wounded. And Dennis, just step up to the mic there real quick, if you don't mind. Oh, come on in here real quick, Dennis.
Dennis, you familiar with this project? This is that... this is, you know, Cottage Court.
I mean, on the weekends, he's this crazy guy on stage, and here he's this very proud veteran.
This is a group of just very community-minded citizens with a love for the veterans, and they're going to be building out on St. Anthony, which is kind of by the VA clinic, that neck of the woods, 21 of these veterans' homes, and donating them, right? That's going to be, I don't know that the whole financial model of it, but something that this community needs. They've been working on this for a couple of years. And
that's amazing. If you need a guy, I know a guy.
I think the Glam Band could help this out, don't you?
Without a doubt. Whatever you need.
We could do a fundraising event.
There you go.
I'm in.
All right. Guys are great.
What about the fun and fundraising?
Tell a little bit about your background, your family status.
Well, just about everybody in my family has served in one way, shape, or form or the other. So it's just for whatever reason, maybe college wasn't the goal. Who knows? But that's how it kind of evolved and what have you. So the family, different generations have a lot of experience going with.
Your father or your stepfather?
And my father, too. Yeah, you bet. So, yeah, all my siblings.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
Uncle who was an MP in the Navy.
Wow.
Now, he could have played college football anywhere. He had scholarship offers
at
10 different schools. Yeah, but he chose the Navy.
Was one a Vietnam vet?
Yeah, my stepdad was, yeah.
Vietnam?
Yep.
That's correct. Amazing.
Pretty cool stuff. So it's going to be nice that, you know, and I think Green Bay really tries hard. I do. I think we do a pretty good job honoring veterans, but there's always more you can do. And like I said, you know, we have a number of people living at the community shelter. I think when we talked about this, it was about a month ago, and some of them are very excited about talking to you, but let's...
But let me go back to one other thing where you talked about veterans to veterans, how they... Okay, so Dennis yesterday, I asked, hey, where'd you have basic and stuff like that? And he goes, what was it?
Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
And then...
Fort Bliss,
which is two beautiful garden spots for the world. He could sit here. He could right now. We could bring in a 98-year-old World War II veteran, and Dennis could say, "Oh my, wasn't that a hellhole? Oh yeah, how hot was it?" That will be such an incredible relationship between some guy 98 because they experience the same things that none of us else do. Isn't that true?
Well, absolutely. I can think of artillery. You know, you think of stuff like that. You know, at Fort Sill, especially. You know, it's really an artillery school.
Very cool.
Yes.
So Dennis from the Glam Band, he's in.
Yeah, I'm in.
That's all right.
Dennis, whatever it takes. Thanks for your service, Dennis, and service to your family.
And I just want to underscore what we just talked about is that it's more than just housing. I mean, when you talk about, you know, and there's plenty of studies, and you know this, that people live a healthier, not necessarily longer, a healthier life if they can communicate, if they can garden. I mean, those are things that people, you know, it makes you just live a better life, you know, and you're checking those boxes as well, besides the shelter, which I think is extremely important.
Yeah, we're going to have gardens. Hopefully UW Extension had talked about doing
They're
gardens.
Great.
Yep.
Awesome. And GB's going to connect some way, too.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That school is...
I think once you guys get through the political aspect of it, then everybody's just going to outpouring of help. I really believe that.
Because people don't have a tremendous amount of faith in the government sometimes to get this stuff done. So before, like, I mean, they want to help, but they're really going to help once it's your property.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys are in the trenches slogging through that part.
It takes a couple of years.
Services?
Yeah.
We could talk about
services. Yeah, some of them, sure.
So we have 8 different employment agencies, so including NWTC and UWGB. Right. They're going to be coming on site helping people with the GI Bill and sign up for classes. So you had said UWGB, and they are on board.
NTC, I teach there. So
NWTC.
We've had many, many veterans come through my classes. So that's great. We'll do an outreach there.
Yep. Ashley Dreswicki is coming on site.
Great.
So workforce development, they're coming on site 4 hours a week to do job interview skills, resumes, updating, applying for jobs. We have 3 companies that are going to hire our residents on the spot. I don't know if I can say them.
Go ahead.
Little Rapids, Well Trucking, and Schneider Trucking.
Nice.
Well, the general worked for Schneider. And I worked for Little Rapids for many, many years. Yeah. 2 great companies. I'm sure the third one is as well, right?
Big Wayne just said, I want to manage a honeybee hive in the village. For the Mets. He does. He's serious.
Dave would be on board with that. Dave is a veteran, by the way.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I know Dave from Schneider.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 11 different healthcare and employment agencies are... Some of them are coming on site to do services. Some of them will have to do telehealth. And some of them, like the VA clinic, they have a van that picks people up and takes them to their appointments. So we have 11 of those.
That's not too far.
Yeah, that's right. You almost literally walk there. Yeah.
Not too far. They will also be providing case management and mental health and physical health care, as well as up to 70% of the rent for those HUD-BASH vouchers.
Great. Incredible. You know what? Can you, Todd, could you ask Pat if we could just put him off for about 2 minutes when we come back? Because a couple of really important questions we need to still ask them. Pat Tracy and Oshkosh, if you could stand by for a little bit here, Pat. We still got a little bit more we want to talk about with Kim and Gail Nora and General Dan Ammerman. This is very, very important stuff. Talk about Veterans Cottage Court. We'll be back right after this.
If you're tired of the same old. listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Global political disruptions are also disrupting the prices you pay for agricultural inputs. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I'm not sure we always stop and think about the unrest in the Middle East, what's happening between Russia and Ukraine, as upsetting the apple cart when it comes to the prices we're paying here in Wisconsin for our agricultural goods. But it does. Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, says the United States depends on a lot of areas around the world for critical fertilizer components.
Yeah, so the two priorities on Farm Bill, one is critical minerals. So when Russia invaded Ukraine and we saw some of this volatility happen because we suddenly awoke to this idea that we are a net importer, and even those events in a country like Russia that's the largest supplier globally of fertilizer can impact prices here, that makes a big impact. And so what we wanted to do is to ensure a policy environment existed that would allow for the maximum use and production of our domestic fertilizer to complement that import. That was through designating phosphate and potash as a critical mineral.
Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, talking about critical minerals that the United States needs from around the world, and including some of those conversations in on the Farm Bill. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning. Looks like corn and beans are a little soft. I'll get you the numbers next.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
On Wednesday, barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese in Chicago dropped a quarter of a cent to 192 and three quarters. Double A butter up six at 305 and a half. This morning, December corn's unchanged at 487. November new crop beans down two at 1199. July new crop wheat up four, 669 and three quarters. And June class three milk's up 12, 2097. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 70. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clearing after midnight 52. Tomorrow sunshine 79. By Saturday sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. One more segment here with Kim and Gilnor and Dan Ammerman, Veterans First, Cottage Court of Northeast Wisconsin. Jim, again, they're in the realm now of your world. What does it take to break ground?
They're so close to breaking ground. I mean, really, you have a vote, and then just by law, it's got to be voted on twice. And it's nothing against you or any project. Every rezoning gets voted on twice. And the big vote for you is coming up this coming Tuesday. And I think you've checked all the boxes. We've been talking for a half hour here. You've got, you know, 75 affiliates that want to support you. The need is out there for the community. This isn't something that it's not a duplication of effort. It's something that's kind of unique, really. And I mean, you really know what you're doing. You've already raised the money for phase one. So I think I know you've been working hard on this, but you need to convey that to anybody listening or any veterans who live in the city of Green Bay should contact their aldermen, whether it's that district or the far west side. People just got to call them.
Right.
Yeah, I think anybody who can contact their alderman, like Mayor said, any place in Green Bay to reach out to your alderman and just tell them what the need is out there. And
just go to the website, support. You know, the Green Bay website, aldermen, they're all listed what their district is, and just call them. And they're super nice people, but they're very, very busy people. Yes. And they may not know everything that you know, and don't assume they do. And if people can call and say, look, this is a great project, we need this. Oh, okay, thanks for calling. And that could make the difference.
Yep, like the mayor said, there's a lot going on in Green Bay right now, so yeah. we have to be
elevate yours. Oh, I want to be at the top. Yeah, I want to be the spotlight.
He'd be a good consultant for you guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I really would. And this is a unique project. I mean, it's families. There's nothing like this in Green Bay. You know, husbands and wives.
Yes.
Are in this.
Reiterate this is, that, Dad, because people don't realize that.
Exactly. It's not individuals. It's husbands and wives, or husbands and significant others that are going to be in these. Homes.
Right. And again, to emphasize the need for that, I just want to say that when I was mayor, I would
do a shot every time. Yeah.
So we had some tipsy people here once in a while. But I said to the staff, I said, when people come through this door, that's the most important thing in their world. And you just, again, it's very important to you, but I spent all day yesterday on the relocation of the Packer Plaza, and that's some people, that's their world. So just, there's a lot going on in Green Bay. Thank God we have a lot going on in Green Bay. But just to elevate this and have people read about it, I think the Press Gazette did a pretty good job covering this. Not as good as they could have, but maybe another press release on how far you've come along with this.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate what you said, Jim, as far, we do have most of the funds already for the first phase, so we can hit the ground running when we have all the approvals, which is huge. One other concern that has come up is the archaeological, the burial site on the Brown County Mental Hospital property.
Right.
We're going to be well outside of that boundary, so we're safe on that. Actually, most of the property that we have has had either buildings or parking lots on it.
Okay.
So the concern there, I understand the concern, but we're well outside
you
of that boundary.
Check that box,
we
too.
That. Awesome. You guys done such great groundwork prep.
The State Historical Society has written a letter in our favor.
Right. So. Awesome.
And you got the general on board.
Absolutely. So
I think it's going to work.
And yeah. I got to tell you, we're going to let you guys go. Yeah. But I just want to say one last thing as far as what you guys have put together. Such an amazing group of people where it's their passion. It's not just somebody that wants to join the club. It's every person on these sheets you give has a passion for helping veterans. Mm-hmm. Let's just keep this thing rocking. Let's get it going. And again, one last thing I just told you during the breakdown, Civil Affairs Battalions, nobody has any idea the amazing job and the dangerous areas you went into to help civilians, which by helping the civilians helps our troops. What you guys did is an untold story. And someday I want to really tell that entire story. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Thank you.
All right,
sounds
cool.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for being here. You got an open mic, open forum here whenever you guys want to come back. General Ammerman, Kim and Gail, thank you both so much for your passion and what you're going to do for our veterans and are doing for our veterans.
We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, John and Jim.
Thank you, John.
Glad to do it.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Great to see you.
All right.
You
better believe
it. Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Hey, 6 o'clock.
Hey, Dennis promised he'll do a benefit for you guys for the glam band, so don't let him down on that.
Okay.
We'll hold you on that.
He's as big a veteran advocate as you'll ever find.
Yep.
Because he is one.
No, next
Tuesday. There you go. All right, well, we got Pat. Yes, there's Pat. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Good morning, friends.
How are things in Oshkosh?
Beautiful.
I'll bet.
Man, you are the, I say that to Todd all the time. You are the right guy to be the face of Oshkosh. I just love your energy. And so what do you want to tell us today? And Johnny and we're looking at coming down and spending an afternoon with you. I think Todd may have mentioned that because we want to do our Tuesday travels. Thank you.
I'm here every Tuesday. Okay. I'll be here. Hey, I want to just give you guys a shout out. That was a great segment. I also love veterans, and thanks for bringing that story out to the public.
Thank you.
Yep, we're working on it.
Yep. So what is going on in Oshburg?
Well, can I do our Oshkosh public service announcement?
Absolutely.
It's over here.
So it's your show, buddy.
My little cause today. Who in Northeast Wisconsin doesn't want to be sporting this beautiful white Oshkosh logoed cap?
Is that a cap or a visor?
It's a full cap, John.
Okay, got it.
Oh, he's got the headset on. Okay.
Covers that sensitive spot on your head.
Understood. I've got one of those. I didn't realize it until I saw some pictures somebody took here.
From the back. That's weird, isn't it?
Oh, my God. No, it's like, when did that happen?
Who looks at the back of their head, and then you get a picture, it's like, wait a minute, that can't be me. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, Pat, go ahead.
No. Hey, so Discover Oshkosh is collecting personal hygiene essentials for the Oshkosh tiny house village.
Oh, phenomenal.
We actually have a little tiny house village up and running now.
Yep, great.
And so we are collecting essentials for really women and girls, I would call it. And so if you want to stop by Discover Oshkosh, which is right on Main Street in Oshkosh, and bring in some personal hygiene items like shampoo, deodorant, feminine products, or women and girls underwear, that is, you will drop your items into the donation box, and then you'll walk out with this beautiful white.
Really? Oh, nice.
That's cool. I that is so important. And some people don't sometimes think about those things. You know, they may drop off sweaters and jackets, but you need these essential products you're talking about. I as John told you, I work at a homeless shelter, and these are very, very important. And to go out and buy them, it costs money. I mean, these are expensive little things too. So if everybody could drop off just some of these feminine products, especially. That's a great thing. And we don't give away the free cap. You do. So
there you go.
Well, that's a nice one.
It's good that you support them.
We have to try harder here. Okay. And so we're running the personal hygiene drive until June 13th. The Discover Oshkosh office is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. They're super friendly. Even if you just have a bottle of shampoo or something, come on in. They'd love to gift you a hat. And while you're there, pick up some of your Oshkosh stickers because they have an amazing little sticker collection. And, you know, kids love stickers, or, you know, John loves stickers.
On his
coffee mug or whatever.
I put it on my car to cover the rust spots.
That is awesome, that Discover Oshkosh. Sometimes we think about Discover Oshkosh as really a marketing arm, promotion for restaurants, new businesses. But for you to really go the next step and really help people in
the
need,
actual community,
I think that's
people.
That's
it's
really,
not just, I guess I, what Jim's saying, do I look to, it's not just a tourism arm.
No. I mean, you're really leaning into the community. That's awesome.
Yes. And thank you, though. And the reason I felt comfortable bringing this up this morning was because you were talking about Jim's work with the homeless. And I thought, oh, my, this is a perfect segue. And it's so important for us at Discover Oshkosh to support, to support our neighbors.
All right. We're going to bring some stuff and drop it off. We're going to also get a hat. And then you're going to give us a little tour. What's new in Oshkosh? What's going on? You guys got something going on. I know.
Guys, this weekend, I know I said this last time, but this weekend might be my favorite weekend. Yeah. Okay. Because
how many weeks have we had?
I was going to say, Johnny, until next weekend, but go ahead.
For the 11th consecutive weekend, this is the greatest weekend in Pat's life,
but it really is.
Well, okay. So it's the Payne Art Center and Gardens annual plant sale and craft sale.
Oh, that's actually cool.
It's super cool. It's on Saturday, and it's right there at the Payne. They have, so it's open. The whole Payne is open for everyone to come through and, you know, bring your family and see all the amazing, they still have the tulips up, still going and everything. But the craft and it's like fine crafts is what I would call it.
Cool.
And plants. And also the fun part of it is that the Oshkosh Public Museum, which is just kitty corner from the Payne, they get in the act also. So this is a chance for us to go out and get some amazing, cool plants to decorate our landscapes with for the summer. And they have really knowledgeable people there that will, you know, give you some planting tips and help you get the right plant.
This like sun, this like shade. I mean, we need to hear that stuff, especially us guys, but it is, but I and it doesn't cost that much. And boy, can that beautify your home. And, you know, so many people walk now, right? And they, you know, I have the windows open at my house, of course, I don't have air conditioning, but it's amazing. People walk by and say something because my wife really enjoys that whole, you know, making the house look better. And it's not, doesn't cost that much. And they probably got a good deal there over at Payne.
Oh, it's, I mean, you know, the stuff is $10 and you've got some crazy heirloom plant that is, you know, going to be spectacular in your garden.
Very cool, Pat.
But they also have all of those cool, just all that little knickknacks and signs and things. Like, you can do your whole shopping. You can do all your gift shopping and everything there.
So, nice. I like
it. I'm going to be out there on Saturday. I want to see some folks out there. They've got food. It's just, I've been going to this thing literally for 30 years. It's one of my favorite events of the year.
Very cool. Hey, your beer fest sure went over big though, didn't it?
Oh, that was huge.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That was amazing.
Yeah. That was quite the event.
We do like our beer in Oshkosh.
I know. Somebody asked me what the different cities are known for around here. And I said, well, Appleton, Kimberly, you know, paper mills, that's where it all started. And, you know, electricity started in Green Bay, the Packers, of course, and other things. And Oshkosh, I go, beer. They're like the beer capital of the state of Wisconsin. That, you want to know where beer was born in Wisconsin outside of Milwaukee? It was Oshkosh, and they carry that heritage. I think that's really cool. Because what it does, it goes back to all the immigrants that came over, and that helped shape their lives.
And that's what, to me, gives Oshkosh the really interesting culture. Is all of the kind of old country stuff, and there's still little vestiges of
exactly
it in the neighborhoods.
Absolutely. Like where you're sitting right now, didn't that used to be a brewery?
Wow, got me. I don't know.
What's that, Todd?
Todd?
Oh, a speakeasy. It was a speakeasy. So an illegal bar.
Even better. There you go.
I could see Todd hanging out in a place like that back in the day. You know what I mean? It's like...
Come on in, Todd.
Yeah.
There's a cool back door, like where I park. Right. There's a nondescript alley with a back door.
That's what I mean. I think that's awesome. Great things going on down there. And of course, EAA kind of dominates the headlines, but there's a lot of things coming up before then, right?
Well, so Sunday, we have something that I have never seen anywhere in the world. It's the Distinguished Gentleman's Motorcycle Ride.
Oh.
Imagine if you put, so it's Sunday morning. It's 9 a.m. at least from Beckett's Restaurant, which is right on the Fox River. And it's gentlemen who are dapper, if I may say. So they dress up and then they ride their motorcycles and have a distinguished ride. And all of the money that they raise goes for men's mental health awareness and prostate awareness. But if you've ever seen well-dressed gentlemen on beautiful, polished up, fine motorcycles, you want to be at Beckett's at 9 a.m. on Sunday.
Nice.
That is really cool.
You guys do unique things.
You do. That's, yes, you do.
You guys got some creativity.
Yeah.
I have never seen anything like this in my life, right? I mean, it's not what you think of when you think of motorcycles.
No. Yeah.
And dapper guys, I like where the money's going to, Pat. I just think that, you know, we did a big thing on prostate when I was in office, but that's just something that just needs, if you would get that test done, you could save lots and lots of lives. And so it's great that you're bringing awareness to that. And that's important. And the mental health thing is always an ongoing issue that needs more attention. So great causes.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes. Yes. Super fun weekend. And then going into next week on the 23rd, we have our Oshkosh Into the Night. Is that Wednesday? We take artists and dancers and painters and we put them in our Opera House Square. And it's just a fun thing. Like, bring the kids, you know, Dawn and I'll come down. And it's just an interesting people watching.
That's nice. Cool. That's a Thursday night, the 23rd. So that's
Thursday night.
That'd be fun.
And another thing, that's you guys got going, we had your guy in a couple of weeks ago talked about the casual bike rides around town.
Oh, yeah.
The slow roll.
Yeah,
the slow roll.
Yes, the slow roll is, that's the 24th.
Outstanding.
What night is that?
Man.
What night is that slow roll?
Next day, Friday.
The 24th.
Friday.
That's
my God. Hey, discover our
Pat, we love world. Having you on.
I'll Have see a great, you guys next time.
Sounds Absolutely. Good, Pat. Thank you, my buddy. What you're doing.
Pat Tracy, Discover Sky. Coming up next, Dan Van Lannen, Hobart Lawrence Police, Fire Rescue, Public Safety, talking about a big fundraiser they've got coming up. Stay with us. Mind on the Mirror. Shirts I run in
the
night.
You see us together. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing, and I'm excited to announce it's our 90th anniversary. You don't stay in business this long without taking great care of customers, using quality products, having excellent workmanship, and on top of all of that, a clean guarantee. Thank you, Northeast Wisconsin, for allowing us to protect tens of thousands of homes and businesses for the last 90 years. When you're looking for a local, high-quality contractor with a 90-year history, give us a call. And remember,
you know, call 920-ROOFING.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Aaron Air. Aaron Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror here. Very special thanks to Pat Tracy coming in to talk about the phenomenal things they do in Oshkosh and what a great promoter he is for that city.
You know what? That can make a difference, Johnny.
Yeah.
I mean, you can read this stuff or you can live the stuff.
Yeah.
And he lives it. Oh, my God.
It's awesome.
He is
also
spot
special
on.
Thanks to Kim and Gail Nora, yeah, and General Dan Ammerman talking about Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin and their tremendous project with the Veterans Court, Cottage Court, that's going to be awesome. We had Big Wayne and Dave Elson here talking about bees. And now we got my man, Choppa, Dan Van Lannen, Hobart Lawrence Police, Fire Rescue, Public Safety, and talk about a little bit of a big fundraiser. How you doing, Dan?
Good. Thanks for having me,
Good
guys.
To see you.
Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm fine, Dan. Dan,
you know what's funny? When you walk in here, every person knew you from like a different aspect.
Right.
Dennis, I'm sure, from music, right?
Yeah.
In the day. You guys from you know,
politics.
Politics,
right,
and yeah, public things. So it's cool.
I have to say something. Yeah. That's the first time on this program anybody's called him Jimmy, and I love it.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah.
My mom does, too. So, all right. Hey, I just want to talk about the event that's coming up, but
we have something else we want to talk about first.
Well, I'm gonna talk about Rich, but
no, the very first thing, today is national because the flags are half mast,
right?
Can we talk about that first? Yeah,
yes,
that was the first thing we talked about this morning.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dan, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, it's National Police Week. Today is Police Day. We have a little event going on tonight at the Village of Hobart for the Hobart Lawrence police officers, but yep, this is our week.
Awesome. It is. Congratulations. You deserve it.
That needs to be recognized. As busy as you guys are, it's nice that we take a little bit of time, the community gets together, and just really, it sees you standing all together in uniform. That's a pretty cool event, and families need to go and participate in that so that these kids know that, look, you know, you sleep better at night because of these guys right here, the guys and ladies, I should say. Hey, I just, before we get to your event, I had Rich Heidel on. I got a show on, it's called Lean Local, with Jim Schmidt, and Rich was on, and you got it going on out there. What I really like about your community, I don't think I really knew this, but you've got 35 square miles of elbow room. I mean, you've got a lot of room to grow.
Cover a lot of ground.
That's Hobart. Lawrence is, you got to throw in another 17.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. Yep. With Lawrence.
So we're about 52 square miles.
And the city of Green Bay is 50 square miles. Yep. You guys are 10,000 people. We're 110. So I just think, you know, when we sit back in 50 years, I don't know that I'll be here, but it's amazing what can happen. Whereas you get, you know, a village like Alloway, they're landlocked at 5 square miles. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Like, the planning's different. The strategy's different. And you guys just keep leaning into that community. And I just...
I got hired in 2002. Hobart was about 3,500 people. Right. Lawrence was about 2,000.
Wow.
Hobart now, I think, I don't know, you might know, Jimmy, are they 10?
Yeah.
And then Lawrence, I think, is pushing 7, maybe?
Right. And I just want to say that the other thing about your... development, your growth, your community is, what that guy tells Johnny, like 70% of the of the buildings are less than 25 years old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. We have my buddy on talk about that. He runs Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that, we don't have that here in Green Bay. And older infrastructure is harder to maintain, but, you know, it's there's a cost. But
have you seen Centennial Center out by Maple? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
And there's a sports bar right in the middle of it. So there's about 1,800 residents, apartments, townhouses, homes, and then there's a sports bar D2 right in the middle.
Right. And that... Those people can support that because there's some great sports bars like in Elkhart Lake, and there's only 980 people who live there. So I mean, you've got the makeup to do that. So what do you have going on? I mean, you the fire station. You got a lot of things going on that you keep.
Fire station's brand new, couple months old.
Right, that was a cool dedication. Yep. Anyway, what's going on with the golf outing?
So what happened is about 2 years ago, these residents from Thornbury came to us and said, "We live in Thornbury. We love golf. We want to help the community. We're going to do a golf outing to raise money for police and fire for Hobart." That's great. So they did it and they crushed it. I mean, it was unbelievable. They made a lot of money. And as you know, Jimmy, this money we use, you have things that you want to purchase, but the boards won't always budget.
Right. You
ever deal with that, Jimmy?
Well, no, but just even some of these helmets
I'm gonna
that
call
we wanted.
Jimmy from now on. Thank you for that, Chopper.
But there is, and you get donations, but if people can have some fun and donate, that's like the win-win thing, right? I mean, you can ask for donations, but if they can come and golf, and that's a great course, too. But
Yeah. It is a great course. It's a beautiful course. We had the LPGA there for a couple of years.
It starts today down in Louisville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, today.
Fun. We worked that for years.
Yeah, I know.
Remember when you and I almost got hit? You remember that?
Yes.
We're talking there. He's working, and you're here with the other guys, and we're just BS. All of a sudden, somebody goes, four. And we're like,
boom.
And it literally lands at Dan's foot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to escort two of the golfers, Brooke Henderson.
Oh, sure.
And then I can't think of the other lady's name. But anyway, great people. And I was with them for like 6 hours. From the start to the finish, and walked the whole course with them, and
they were great too, weren't they?
Oh,
like some of the nicest people.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they are. And they're fantastic.
Appreciate being here. So tell me about the golf outing. I mean, they are fun.
Can we help?
All right. Well, we're looking for sponsors and donors, but let me just finish. So they started it. They ran it for 2 years. They made a ton of money. They did awesome. They decided they retired. They're snowbirds. They go out of town in the winter. So golf outings are a lot of work.
Oh,
a ton of work.
Ton of work.
So they're still helping us, but they kind of took a step back. So now we're looking for sponsorships, people to golf in it, raffle prizes. The website is on, or the link to the golf website is on the Hobart Lawrence Facebook page. Okay. It's also on the Village of Hobart page, and I think Todd was going to put it on your page.
Awesome.
My own mayor.
Absolutely. Okay.
So, yeah.
When is it?
It is Monday, August 12th.
Oh, so we got some time.
Yep. Foursome is $500, and that gets you 18, a cart, and a steak dinner at Thornbury after. And we got lots of prizes.
For Thornbury, that's a great price.
That is.
It is.
And the steak dinners out there are great. I do a lot of tournaments out there. They're awesome.
Wow. That is. I mean, I do a couple of these things. What's the whole sponsors? Do you have pricing, or is that all on the website too?
It's on the website, but the whole sponsors, $500, cart sponsors, $500.
Okay.
Those are all very reasonable
rates.
They are. Very low rates, actually.
Silver sponsors, $1,500, and that gets you a lot of recognition, banners. Sure. We'll have it in the program, we'll have it on the website, and then get you a foursome with the cart and steak.
Nice.
I take it the 12th is a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Yeah, that's.
Charities are Monday. I looked and I was glad it's not a Monday night Packer game. I think it would be because it's preseason, but I see they play Saturday.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that's good.
Nice.
They played a 10th.
You found that out yesterday. So.
Hey, yeah, I got to say one thing, Chopper. We'll get back to the golf tournament, but we were talking about communities that help veterans. I don't know how many years ago this was now. 2010, maybe? It was the year I went to Baghdad with the 432nd, but we did a big book drive. Where the Department of Education in Baghdad was asking for American school books.
Yeah.
And Casey Plowman, who was a captain over there, his mom helped spearhead it. But here's the deal, though. It was the Hobart Police and Fire that helped us collect all the books, helped us box all the books. Rich Heidel was with us, put the big wrap around it. He brought out the fire truck. He brought a bunch of firefighters. You want to talk? They gave us one of their big barns to use. You want to talk about helping
That's
veterans?
Cool.
What you guys did during that was incredible.
Yeah, that's the one thing our police department really prides itself on is doing stuff for the community. We try to do as many community events as we can.
Yep. Awesome. We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more. Dan Van Landen, Hobart Lawrence Police, Fire Rescue, Public Safety. We want to get people involved in their golf tournament that raises a lot of money for the local community. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports balls with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.